For the first time, one of the biggest snapshots of how we live, the HILDA survey, has included questions around illicit drug use. The Household Income and Labour Dynamics Survey also found links between smoking, drinking and drug taking down the generations within families. Professor Peter Butterworth was one of the report's authors. He's a social researcher from the University of Melbourne. Peter, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you very much.
Now, Peter, your name is on the illicit drug consumption chapter of the HILDA report, an important new chapter for that report too. What did you find out about how many Australians are using illicit drugs?
It's important that this new material was collected. I think as way of background, HILDA's remit, if you like, has been to document the experience of living in contemporary Australia. And it's looked at a whole range of subjects. And there's been a lot of discussion around the release of the new report, focusing on financial circumstances, employment, and the importance of family. HILDA's also looked at health and mental health in particular, and then the health behaviours. So it's looked, since it began 17 years ago, at smoking and at alcohol consumption, but never really moved into that illicit drugs area. And so we had a look at that, included a short set of questions, and found that around about 12% of Australian adults aged 15 and over had used some form of illicit drug in the past 12 months. And just by way of comparison, if you look at the percent of people who are smoking or using alcohol at risky levels in that same snapshot from HILDA, there's about 12% of people who are daily smokers and about 17% of people who are consuming alcohol at risky levels. So illicit drug use sits there in the same sort of band in terms of the experience in Australia and amongst Australian adults.
Some people might be a bit confused about why alcohol's included there in illicit drugs, because it's not just illegal drugs, is it? Tell us what the definition actually means.
Yes, so when we're talking about illicit drugs, we're talking about those that are either illegal or are being used in an illegal way. And so the HILDA survey really focused on the main forms of illicit drugs. So it focused on cannabis use, it focused on amphetamines, which in the contemporary context in Australia is primarily methamphetamines, and then also cocaine and ecstasy. So they were the substances that primarily made up the measure of illicit drug use. And within another section of the HILDA survey, we focused on those legal substances that people use in terms of smoking tobacco, and then the consumption, the frequency and the quantity of alcohol consumption. And we look at other health behaviours as well, like exercise and some dietary questions and things like that. But it's really that comparison between the illicit drug use, which we haven't looked at, and the tobacco and the alcohol consumption, where there really isn't much of a difference in terms of the prevalence in the Australian population. And yet, up to date, HILDA really has turned a blind eye, hasn't looked at that in any detail. So I think the change here is that the capacity to bring that information that we collect from HILDA participants on their illicit drug use, which is albeit limited because it's only a short module of questions, but look at that in the context of the breadth and the detail of information about people's lives that we collect in the HILDA survey, like the nature of their work, the nature of their income, and as you mentioned earlier, the capacity to look at those family circumstances as well.
So what did we find about what age people start taking drugs and where the biggest drug use congregates in our age groups?
Yeah, so we conducted the interviews and asked the questions of illicit drugs of all of those who participated aged over 15. And there was a fairly steep increase, as you would expect and as the rest of the data shows. So the peak use for drug use was amongst people aged in their early 20s, so 20 to 24, and almost a third. So I think the figure was around 27% of people aged in their early 20s. Reported that they had used some form of illicit drug in the past 12 months. So that's primarily cannabis, but the other drugs that I mentioned as well. And that remains fairly high amongst those sort of in their late 30s. And then there's a quite steep drop off over the rest of the lifespan. So by the time we reach the early 50s, there's still, though, about 10% of people who report that they're using some form of illicit drugs.
One interesting thing that the report highlighted was the prevalence of polydrug use, people using more than one drug at a time. Does that have implications for how we structure our drug interventions? Do we need to start looking at addictive behaviours as more of a package rather than just aiming our TV ads at, say, alcohol or smoking individually?
Yes, I think so. And that's certainly part of the sort of prevention strategies that the Commonwealth government and other organisations look at. I think there's a need to look at the natural history, if you like, the profile of drug use that occurs across life. So what we found was that amongst those who were using illicit drugs, there was about a third who were only using the illicit drugs, but the majority were also consuming alcohol or smoking tobacco. So it's very common for people who are using illicit drugs to be using other legal substances as well. And then I think there's that profile amongst the different types of drugs as well. So we have the majority of illicit drug use is cannabis or marijuana use. And about two-thirds of those are not using any other illicit drugs. So it's just cannabis. But when we look at the other main forms of drugs, so if we look at amphetamines, if we look at cocaine, and if we look at ecstasy, it's sort of around about 90% of people using each of those different types of drugs who are using multiple illicit drugs as well. So there's certainly a pattern, a common pattern of using multiple drugs. And I think looking at that profile over time in terms of how people, the drugs that people begin using, the patterns of smoking or alcohol, and to what extent is that a gateway to then moving on to and using cannabis, and does that then lead to these other forms of drugs? So there's concerns there about understanding the profile of drug use over time within individuals. And I think whilst we only have the snapshot from the single wave now with the illicit drug use in Hilda, there are plans to continue to repeat that measure over time, so perhaps every 4 years. And once that longitudinal data becomes available, we'll then be able to follow individuals and look at how their profiles and patterns of drug use change.
That's very exciting for a social researcher, new generations of data sets. We're chatting to Professor Peter Butterworth from Melbourne University, one of the authors of this year's HILDA report, Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia. And Peter, the survey asked some interesting questions about how the drug habits of parents affected teenagers. What did you find?
We've got data from both parents, adults within the household, and then the sort of the children, whether they're 15, 16, 17, or older children who are more commonly living in the household. It also follows individuals over time as they move out of their original household, and so the survey makes an attempt to follow individuals as well. So we have data. We've asked these illicit drug questions along with all of the other rich data in HILDA, not only of one individual per household, as is usually the case, but of multiple members. So what we found is a very strong association. We looked at whether or not parents reported having ever used cannabis during their life and how that related to their children's current use. And we can cut it a number of different ways, but I think one way to think about it is amongst those children who responded who had no parent who was using cannabis, their rate of illicit drug use was around about 9%. And if we look at those who had one parent who reported in the survey that they'd used cannabis at some point in their life, that figure was up to 26%. So almost a quarter of those children. And then amongst those children who had two parents who reported a history of cannabis use, it was up to 35%. So we've got a strong linear relationship there between parental cannabis use at some point in their life and the use of illicit drugs by children during the previous 12 months prior to the survey.
So can we draw any inferences about whether there's some kind of genetic causal factor or environmental or some wider socioeconomic context, or for the moment, is it just a correlation?
Oh, look, it's a correlation. I think this sort of association has been discussed in the literature quite a lot. I think the most common explanations that appear would be the notion of modelling. So to what extent has parental drug use been modelled in front of children and they've sort of internalised and normalised that behaviour? It could be availability of drugs within the household. We can't disassociate at this point the potential that it's really the broader environment, the sorts of experiences and stresses and pressures and the broader contextual context in which people are living and the shared environment that parents and children share that has the effect that then leads to illicit drug use as a response to that environment.
There was some really concerning data too, Peter, about drug use and violence. Can you talk us through that briefly?
So we looked at a range of characteristics collected regularly in HILDA and how they were associated with illicit drug use and tried to identify the characteristics. And obviously we found the age and gender profile that's commonly demonstrated. I think what was most surprising though, or perhaps challenges the stereotypes, is when we looked at the broader measures of social position or socioeconomic status, like educational attainment or income or whether people are unemployed or not, we didn't find an association between those characteristics and current recent illicit drug use. So this is a pattern of behaviour, the use of drugs, that really does cut across all strata in Australia. And we found no regional differences as well. So people in capital cities were just as likely to be using illicit drugs as those people in regional centres or remote to the extent that that's collected in HILDA. But we did find a few key differences, and one of those was the experience of violence. So each year the HILDA survey asks people whether or not they've been a victim of physical violence. And what we found was that 12% of those people who reported that they hadn't been a victim of violence reported illicit drug use, compared to around about 23% of those who reported an experience of being a victim of violence in the past 12 months. So we again see that association between violence and alcohol consumption. And that focus on violence is part of the sort of the broader strategy in terms of harm minimisation as well.
And Peter, in the short time we have left, what do we take from that data? Can we minimise the harm from drugs and the harm from violence in some way? Do we need to look at them together as well?
I think so. We can't tell, again, just with this cross-sectional profile, the extent to which violence is a consequence of illicit drug use, or whether, again, the experience of being in an environment where physical violence is a threat and experience leads individuals to illicit drug use. But understanding that pattern of use, as well as the association with mental health as well, which was another one of the factors that came through, I think that needs to be taken into account when we're dealing with and identifying ways to target and assist those people who are using illicit drugs and want to make the choice not to be doing so.
And as you say, when you're looking at the natural history of drug use across lives, we'll be watching the next few waves of data with great interest. Thanks so much for chatting with us on Life Matters today, Peter.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Professor Peter Butterworth from the Melbourne Institute of Applied Economic and Social Research at the University of Melbourne. He's one of the authors of this year's HILDA report. You're listening to Life Matters on RN.